Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Tom Ackerman in studio, definitely powered by coffee for me right now.
Oh, same. Oh, I had the SLU women's game last night, and they won. They beat St. Bonaventure 76-70. On those broadcasts, I don't have an analyst, so it's just me.
Wow, and, no kidding.
There's no halftime host either. It's just me. Thank you, Chris May, the athletic director. He texted me. He goes, hey, you need a halftime guest? I'm like, that'd be great.
That'd be great.
So he comes courtside, and you know, we just let him let it rip for a good 8-9 minutes. But yeah, it was nice to be there. But yeah, you know, you have to boost yourself a little caffeine in the morning after doing a game. No complaining though. I love doing games. It just, you know, you put everything into it. It takes a little out of you.
I'll bet it does. So just out of interest, this probably wasn't a topic for halftime in yesterday's SLU women's basketball game. But I wonder what as an AD for. A mid-major, I would refer to SLU as. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
How do they feel about NIL? Because I would think it would put them at a disadvantage. Smaller schools who aren't going to be able to rake in the kind of cash of a Kentucky or an Indiana or a Mizzou. How do they feel about it? Do you know?
I think they're at an advantage only in that they don't have football. So basketball is their number one sport. So they have the share of the revenue comes in for men's and women's basketball and soccer too. So their soccer team really benefits too. They were able to throw some NIL dollars at some of these soccer players in the area, and not to mention some other sports benefit from that. So for St. Louis University and other mid-majors, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you just have to go to your big donors and your big companies and, you know, the ones who spend and say, you know, help us out. And SLU's doing a good job of that. And they have, you know, they have some deep pockets around here. I mean,
they've got
some people that can help them out. So, you know, if you want to keep some of the great players that they have around, and talking to Josh Schertz, his basketball team, by the way, is really good. And I think he'd love to have everybody back next year, the whole team together. That would be an amazing accomplishment in this day and age, because these players start to look, not right this second, but pretty soon, they start to get calls, they start to look, hey, you know, why don't you come to so-and-so, you know, get out of there and come here, you know, we can do this for you. So you have competition always. They just have to have some sort of guidelines on this thing so that all these schools eventually can compete. I think the hard part is not NIL. It's the fact that the Power Fours, the SEC, the Big Ten, the ACC, and the Big 12 want all of the bids, like for college basketball, if we're talking about that. They would love the NCAA tournament to be all of those teams because it brings in the most money back to the conferences. So the SEC had like 14 teams, I think, in the NCAA tournament last year. They would like to have 18. They'd like to have them all. I disagree. I think the appeal from a viewer for the NCAA tournament is not to watch the bottom half of the SEC compete. No offense, I like the SEC and the Big Ten. But I want to see the mid-majors try to knock them off. That's the whole charm of the tournament. That was the whole point. The Cinderella teams making the run. But the networks don't like, I don't think, they like the Cinderellas to a point.
To a point.
They don't want them in the Final Four because it's not going to draw as big of an audience
that's right.
if they were to actually make it to the championship
They want
game.
Kentucky.
Right.
They want North Carolina.
The
they want Indiana. They want the blue bloods, the teams with the big fan bases going deep so that they can have a lot. So, you know, it's all it always comes back to money.
Right. No doubt about it.
Really quick question. I still get these letters from Mizzou trying to get me to donate, which I don't. Sorry, Mizzou. I paid you a lot of money to go there. If you are donating, can you say, hey, I don't want my money going toward NIL, if, say, you didn't agree with that? Or if you donate to... Is it totally separate, or would donor money be going toward NIL potentially?
Hey, it's your money. You can tell them where you want the money to
right.
go.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I was just
yeah,
curious.
Yeah,
you can if you want it to go to the biology department, you can do that. If you want it to go to the journalism school, you can do that. You can specify where you want your money going to the University of Missouri, and then you know the NIL collective, which is what now it's merging with the school. So now the school can operate that. It used to be there was a separate collective, like the Billikens had their own, the Mizzou had their own. Now the school it's been approved that the school can do that. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
It's kind of part of their, you know, revenue.
Good to know.
Speaking of which, in a week and a half or so, the football college playoffs will start. There'll be 12 teams in it. Here's what you need to know. The national championship game is actually this Saturday.
Well, it sure feels that way for Indiana fans. And I think the fun part about all of this, Ohio State plays Indiana on Saturday, 1-2. And on the outside, people would look at it and say, well, you know, it's 1-2. Like, whoever loses that isn't going to get knocked out of the playoff or not even a first-round bye. That's not what Kurt Cignetti is telling his team. Kurt Cignetti, the head coach in Indiana, is telling his team, you have to beat Ohio State if you want a first-round bye. He doesn't trust the committee. I don't think he's going to say that out loud, but I don't think anybody trusts anybody right now. You have to go beat Ohio State. Indiana wants to win the Big Ten. They want to slay the dragon. They're tired of hearing about Ohio State and Michigan and all the kings of the Big Ten through the years, and Indiana's been kicked in the teeth year after year after year. And as fresh as last year, it still hurts Indiana to hear that they couldn't compete with Ohio State and Notre Dame. Losing those last two games still motivates them. So they're 12-0. They're 4-point underdogs. They're in their home city of Indianapolis, taking on Ohio State, a short 2.5-hour, 3-hour drive for Ohio State fans from Columbus over. It's going to be a wild scene, and yes, I will be there.
Good.
Yes.
So it's at the Dome, right?
It is at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Yeah.
And not only that, but Indiana basketball plays Louisville at Gainbridge Fieldhouse down the street that afternoon. So 2 o'clock tip, 8 o'clock kickoff. Yes, I will be at both.
Wow.
And yes, IU fans will be swarming the city. That would be like Mizzou playing Kentucky at Enterprise Center in a marquee matchup on national TV. And then that night, Mizzou plays Alabama in the SEC championship at the Dome. That would be like unheard of.
Uh-huh.
That's what Indianapolis is going through on Saturday. It's going to be an amazing day. It's going to be awesome.
Pretty amazing.
We have both games on KMOX, by the way. Georgia-Alabama and Ohio State-Indiana, back-to-back.
Maybe we hire their convention and visitors people to come to St. Louis.
Yeah, teach them about... like
help us prepare. No, we need money.
Indy's just so good for events like that. They have a network of skywalks through the city.
Oh, yeah.
So
like that's cool. On Des Moines a cold does day, that.
Yeah, you can just nice. You can connect and make your way through.
They got that nice little restaurant and bar district downtown there. Yeah. Been there. Yeah.
You know, Indy's not without crime, you know, but they do conventions and sports events really, really well. So I'm looking forward to spending some time there and observing it, and I'll have a full report on Monday.
I am so excited for your Indiana Hoosiers.
Thank you.
I have to tell you, I grew up an Ohio State football fan. So I'm a little conflicted on that because I didn't grow up like an Indiana basketball. But you guys are doing so well this year, man. I would just love to see that Cinderella thing kind of continue. I got to be honest with you. My friends in Ohio will not like hearing me say that. But what a shocker that would be to the system if Indiana goes in there and defeats Ohio State Saturday.
It could be a lot of fun. They're really, really good. Ohio State is an almost flawless team, but Indiana has... they're really good everywhere. I mean, they have players too, and it should be a fun one.
Must watch
Can't
TV,
wait.
And we'll get a live report update from Tom Ackerman on Monday morning.
Thanks, man.
He'll be bleary-eyed.
Go Hoosiers.
Go Hoosiers. You tell him, Tom.
You too, and your dedication to the Indiana Hoosiers and the Kentucky Wildcats.
Well, you know,
I'll tell you
it's where you went to school, you're kind of tied to it. You're gonna love it.
I
got embarrassed. I haven't talked about it this week. We got beat by the North Carolina Tar Heels. It was a devastating blow on our home court the other night, and I've not been able to speak about it till right now.
We're here for you, Mark. I love watching Mizzou football. That's my husband and I love watching games on Saturdays, but I'm just not as loyal of a. Maybe I'm just not a great alumni. I don't care to go back and take all the nostalgic pictures.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I will point out, if there are any North Carolina fans out there, that Kentucky is still the all-time winningest program. We've got you by we had you by 27 games. I think we got you by 26 games now because you beat us. You caught up by one. But overall.
But who's counting?
All-time winningest program. I'll just point that out, even though we lost last night. Or the other night, I should say. All right, coming up, we're going to get to In Other News. Next hour, Casey Crosby, RNC co-chair on the race in Tennessee, what the truth is about that race, and whether or not it truly is some sort of a bellwether for the midterms. I don't think it is at all, to be honest with you. And we're going to talk to Mike Archer, St. Louis County Councilman from the 6th District. Of course, they're talking about major budget problems in St. Louis County. How do you fix those? Is Sam Page really going to take money away from the police in this budget crunch? You got to be kidding me. He's got all kinds of ideas. We're going to talk to Mike Archer about the truth of it at about 7:35. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season.
from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.